Okay, the next head coach on the teleconference is Maryland's Mark Turgeon. The Terrapins are 9-3 on the season. Maryland will host Catholic University on Tuesday. Coach Turgeon, good morning. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
Doing well. Thank you for asking. Coach, before we get to questions, could you just start us off with a brief opening statement?
It's been a crazy start to the season. You know, it's been like, you hear people saying drinking water from a fire hydrant. Came at you quick. We played 12 games already. Got one tomorrow and played two league games. But with that said, I think it's been good. We've played a really tough schedule, and I think it's really shown us, you know, what we need to work on and what we need to do to be a better team. So it's good for us. Now we have a little time over Christmas to hopefully get better. But like my team, I think we're just going to get better. We're young, but they play hard for me, and they're coachable kids. So looking forward to the rest of the season.
Coach, thank you. At this time, we'll take questions from the media. Please press star one.
Don Marcus.
And your first question is from Roman Stubbs for the Washington Post.
Hey, Mark, how are you?
Good, Roman. How you doing?
Good. Hey, I just was curious how the Catholic game came together, and if you know their staff pretty well, or if you know a lot about their program, what to expect tomorrow night.
Yeah, well, you know, Steve, since I've been here, especially when I first moved here, came to a lot of our practices and was just kind of a sponge trying to learn and got to know him. And we try to play one non-D1 team a year just for RPI or strength of schedule purposes, which sounds crazy saying that way, but that's why we do it. And it was a local team, a guy I like, and there's a lot of Catholic alumni in the area, obviously, and it'll bring a different fan out to the game tomorrow night.
Great, thanks.
Again, if you have a question, simply press star one. Your next question is from Adam Jolly, Columbus Dispatch.
Mark, I wonder if you could elaborate on that a little bit. Why does playing a non D1 team help RPI and things like that?
Well, what it is like sometimes it's hard to get good games, and you don't want to play. I don't like playing 200 or below RPI teams. And sometimes you get a couple of them on your schedule when you play in these tournaments. And so we already had a couple. And just to stay away from another 250, 300 RPI team, we play a non-D1 team. It doesn't count against you. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that does. Okay. I just wondered as well, you said you play a tough schedule and shown what you need to work on. Can you elaborate a little bit more on that too? Where do you think you guys still can improve? What do you like so far?
Well, our heads are spinning a little bit. We got some young guys, and so we've had different injuries. But I think defensively and rebounding, we can get a lot better. We've rebounded pretty well, but something we can work on. Our half-court offense is nowhere near where it's going to be. I'm getting a little bit better feel for this team. We weren't together all summer. We had guys in all different directions, so we weren't able to practice this summer. So I feel like we're a little bit behind offensively, but we're getting better, and I'm getting a better feel. We're shooting a good percentage, but just trying to figure that out and just getting the rotation right, the bench right. I think that's really kind of where we are. We've started a bunch of different lineups, and I think hopefully we can settle in, first of the year and just become a better team.
Thank you.
Yep.
Again, if you have a question, simply press star one. Your next question is from Pat Donahue, Rivals.com.
Hey, Mark, how's it going?
Good, Pat. How you doing?
Good. Just, with the last game with Justin and Bruno having to sit out, obviously, and Checo and even filling in for them in the starting roles, but then once they got in foul trouble, Josh Tomaic came in, played pretty well, set a career high minutes, points, and rebounds. If Bruno and or Justin are unable to play tomorrow night, do you see Josh having a increased role, and how do you see, you know, the team working with him in there, the lineup in at the five?
Well, I think he'll play the four and the five. I think our players have a ton of respect for Josh. He's probably our hardest working kid. Kid doesn't play a lot of minutes, obviously, and continues to work hard every day in practice. So if you watch when Josh was playing well, it was when our bench was the most excited, because they have a ton of respect for him. So Josh knows where he is in his career, and we feel like, you know, he's got a big part of our future. Could be immediate future, I don't know. But, you know, I was glad that we were able to play him. I've said a couple times after games, I have some good players that aren't getting a chance to play because we've played a lot of small teams. We've had a lot of depth at a certain position. And so it was good to get him in there and get guys more minutes. Even Bender's a heck of a player, helped us win a lot of games last year. So it's been good the last couple games to play him a little bit more. Keep him engaged at a high level. So, yeah, I don't know what lies ahead. You just, you know, you take it one day at a time in college basketball, and all I know is Josh has a great attitude and he's ready to help us.
Thank you.
Yep.
Again, if you have a question, simply press star one.
Okay, Coach, thank you very much for your time this morning. As always, best of luck this week.
All right, thank you. Take care.